Hurricane Ian is churning along Florida's southwest coast as a Category 4 hurricane. Officials are forecasting extremely high winds, dangerous storm surges, which are starting, tornadoes. Here's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking to reporters earlier this morning.
This is a very powerful major hurricane that's going to have major impacts, both on impact in southwest Florida, but then as it continues to work through the state, it is going to have major impacts in terms of wind, in terms of rain, in terms of flooding.
Ian is expected to make landfall near Charlotte County, Florida, and that is where we reached Todd Dunn just a short while ago. He is public information officer for Charlotte County, and I asked him to describe the conditions there.
We are on the deteriorating rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
We've pulled our first responders off the roads because of dangerous wind conditions. Usually that threshold is right at 40 miles per hour when it becomes sustained mile per hour at that level. So we've already reached that. And looking out the window from the Emergency Operations Center here in Charlotte County where we are, you know, it's what you would expect. The trees are all whipping. You can hear the wind and rain blowing.
You mentioned sustained winds. They grew to around 155 miles per hour as the storm closed in on southwest Florida. Then there's the anticipated storm surge, perhaps 12 feet to 18 feet in certain places. Power is out in certain places. I mean, what's your biggest concern right now?
The biggest concern is that storm surge. You know, you can kind of hide from the wind, but you need to run from the water. So our messaging up until this point had been to get out. We issued evacuations yesterday for the red zone, our red zone A and orange zone B. Red zone, for those of you who don't know what that means, is basically the barrier islands and all of our low-lying areas. We're in Charlotte County. For your listeners that don't know, that's south of Sarasota and north of Fort Myers, a coastal community.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
And so we have a lot of low-lying area, and the fear and was that storm surge, like you mentioned. So we messaged to our residents and visitors to get out of those low-lying areas and head to a safe place, hotel, out of the evacuation area.
Do you have any way to know if there are many people who refuse to leave?
No, we don't. Now, our shelter numbers are right at about 1,300 in the shelters that we operate. We have five currently going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
That was lower than our response for Irma in 2017. So our hope is they did heed the warning and got to a safe place.
And found somewhere else to go. Yeah. You mentioned your messaging in the last day or two. At this point, how are you advising people who decided to stay?
At this point, a couple hours ago, time kind of goes fast here, but we transitioned that message to, if you haven't gone now, it's not safe to go. So now you need to shelter in place. Get to an interior room in your home, ideally away from windows and doors, and shelter in place. Ride the storm out. Don't get out there on the roads because it's not safe to be on the roads.
Yeah, and do you know, are people still on the roads, stuck in traffic, anything like that, or are they empty?
The roads were not that crowded through the night. Our call volume for Charlotte County Fire and EMS was on the lighter side, so people were staying in and heeding it. We had your usual medical calls that we were able to run, and the roads weren't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're doing as far as the messaging, the Emergency Operations Center here in Charlotte County, it's all of the decision makers are in the same room, so they can make those decisions when need. So they're transitioning from, hey, be ready, you know, get ready, it's coming, to now we're thinking about, okay, recovery. What's our next step going to be? As soon as it's safe for us to get back out on the road, our public works department is going to be going out there clearing the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Fire and EMS will be doing some of that same stuff. We got some extra chainsaws in anticipation of that. They're going to be, you know, looking out there and seeing where that response needs to be. Florida Power and Light They got a representative in here in the Emergency Operations Center, so they're going to be assessing where they need to get that power restored.
Mm-hmm. And as the storm comes, the rain falls for perhaps a couple days. Just briefly, what are the key decisions in the middle of this emergency that the leaders are going to have to make?
Well, right now they're looking at, anticipation of people, you know, whose homes are damaged, they're not going to have a place to stay. So, what they're going to be starting, some of the things they're going to be thinking through is, okay, how are we going to house those who need to have a shelter?
Okay.
Where are they going to go? Some of those things like that. How are we going to address the cleanup from the storm debris that's going to be left in this week?
Yeah.
You know, how are we going to mitigate some of those things?
That's Todd Dunn, Public Information Officer for Charlotte County, Florida. Todd, best to you and your team, and thanks so much.
Thank you.